So whatever happens to you, it's either a blessing or a lesson.
It is, yeah. Of course, like, in life, we have to go through difficult situations to find out if you're that person that can keep going and can push to be right. Where you want to get to.
All truly great thoughts are conceived by walking. In this Echo Walks podcast series, I'll be exploring the thoughts of some really interesting people. We'll be talking about their passions, how they became who they are today, and where they hope to walk to next. My name is Faris Ray, and I hope that you'll walk with me.
So today we are joined by the lovely fitness coach, motivational, positivity, and of course, that infectious smile we can't miss, Caroline Wilson. How are we doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? It is so great to be here.
It is good to be here. A lovely sunny day in London.
Oh, so
what
nice.
What better opportunity to walk and talk?
I know, right? Especially because normally I'm at work.
So you're best known for your outfit of the days, your motivational fitness videos.
Yeah.
So let's start with your journey. You started social media in 2019?
Yeah, so that's actually my Instagram name, CarolineW2019. And okay. When I started it, it literally was just posting me and my friends, me and any new outfit. I used to be that person that would be, if I've got an event to go to, I'm buying a new outfit. So I would always put it up on Instagram. Right. And then my whole big thing with Instagram actually started during lockdown.
Do you know what? That's really interesting because I hear a lot of success stories coming from lockdown. So there's positivity in the negativity, and you're all about positivity.
I am all about the positivity because I used to be the negativity.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Yes, that's how it all just spun around and it's literally all aligning together now.
Wow, so you used to be quite a negative person.
I did.
How did you spin that into a positive mindset?
So during lockdown, what could anyone do? Work on themselves. Well, actually, it was either eat a lot and not do anything or get fit and work on yourselves. And I literally started working on myself.
And when you did that, did you feel the transition between not just who you are, but as an opportunity to become a content creator and a coach?
So I found that as I was doing it, it's not that I wanted to start dipping my toes in it, just the things just started coming to me. And in a sense that, like, when you start working on yourself, you do have to put a lot of like trust into the universe and your path and what's gonna come. Mm-hmm. And literally, and the opportunities that come your way, exactly like this today for myself, mm-hmm. It's like it all just started to come. And in a way, it's like, you would then see that you're on the right path or you're doing the right thing. So you need to keep going in that direction for yourself.
I love that. So it sounds like you're quite a spiritual person. Are you quite connected to your intuition and you believe that an inner voice tells you what to do? Or guides
so,
you?
So yes, now guiding me. Before, it would really bring me down, my inner voice. You know, it would really play as something that could have been quite negative. Now I look at things, I always try to put that positive spin on things. There's always a reason for something happening. And there's always like a reason as to why you're in this area in your life.
Everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason.
That's a really interesting concept I'd love to talk to you about because I feel like one half of me agrees with it. Everything does happen for a reason, whether that's a higher power, whether that's something that is telling you to do something or your purpose. Mm-hmm. But then the other half of me is like, that reason that something happened could be just because you made a bad decision or because you made a wrong move. So it's like, do you think we're in control of our fate or not?
But just to go back to that, did you learn from that bad thing?
Oh, okay. I see.
Oh!
So it's either a lesson.
Yes.
Okay. So whatever happens to you, it's either a blessing or a lesson.
It is, yeah. Of course, like, in life, we have to go through difficult situations. And that's where you then find out if you're that person that can keep going and can push to be right. Where you want to get to. And I feel like we need the bad times and the bad lessons to happen. Otherwise, we're never going to know what could happen
yes.
or what might happen. We need to learn how to deal with those situations when it does come.
Do you believe we are all in control of fulfilling our own potential?
100% we are.
Yeah?
Yeah, because that's something that I wouldn't be here today if I didn't start working on myself and knowing that I could have bigger visions, bigger dreams, like all these things that I could have done. And it was the fact that I wasn't actually doing anything. I could have done so much more before.
So what was it about fitness and being, you know, positive about your image and your body and health that stood out for you above all other things that you could have done during lockdown?
So it's literally fitness. It's just yeah. fitness. So for example, when I was younger in yeah. school, so my main one is that I used to play tennis a lot. I had a tennis coach. Cool. I was part of like a tennis club. So I used to play tournaments during school. Name everything, I did it.
Oh,
cricket,
wow.
netball, tag rugby. I was in the girl football team, mixed football team,
wow.
drama. I did everything.
You were that
I love
sports.
Okay. Yeah, I loved it. So it's literally in me.
England. So I believe you also work at one of the Echo retail locations in London.
I do.
How long have you been working there?
So I've been with Echo for over 6 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, long time.
What do you feel like you aligns with you and the brand in terms of like core beliefs and values?
So definitely care and passion. Like with Echo, I've just found being with this company, they treat employees, staff, everyone, like there's so much care and passion. It's care and passion that is what aligns with me when it comes with Echo. Yeah. I have a lot of care and passion for what I do. Yeah. I drill that into my team every single day,
Yeah. You
know, and it's even that if I didn't have the care or the passion for my team or for what I do, Yeah. How can I get the best out of them?
Exactly. That's a really good mindset.
Right. And if I want them to do better, I have to make sure I'm leading from the front. So if I've got it, they're gonna follow.
I love that. So you're born and raised in London?
Yep.
Your whole life?
Whole life.
Family here? Everything.
Family here, yep. So, yep.
Are you close with them? Are they involved a lot in what you do?
So I've got, give you a rundown, I've got two brothers, one sister.
Okay.
I would say we was a lot more closer when we was younger. Okay. And as we've grown up, we sort of, drifted apart. Mm-hmm. But now we're sort of coming back together.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's quite cute, you know, because all of us didn't really do anything together, like sports-wise or anything like that. We all have our own sort of talent. Mm-hmm. But now it's like we've all sort of aligned and we're all doing something in sports.
Ah.
It's really crazy. Even my old sister, you know, sports wasn't her thing. And she's now found something that she can put, like, her passion into.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to see her grow and develop into, like, what... And do something that she actually likes.
Yeah.
Because that's the main thing as well. Like, you have... Like, this... We only have one life. You have to do what you love.
Oh, we're here for a good time, not a long
yes.
time.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah, I've been saying that a lot lately as well. And it sounds like your situation in your personal family life went full circle as well.
Yeah.
You know, you drifted apart, you became closer, reconnected.
Exactly.
And now you're actually all more aligned with your purpose as well.
Right, yeah.
What advice would you give to people who are feeling a bit lost? Because they see people like you and they go, oh my God, they're so positive. I don't wake up positive. Someone who's been through that negative rut, how would you advise someone to be more positive and find their purpose?
So this is exactly a very, very good question, because it takes a while and it's a struggle. And that's one thing that I don't like when people see my Instagram and they straight away think, oh, Caroline, you're fine because you are so happy. Oh, Caroline, Yeah. You know, you've got it easy. And it's like, no, I do talk about the struggle so much because it hasn't been hard. You still have days where you might get up and it's just like, oh, my God, like it's a bad day.
Yeah.
How do I even get through it? And it's just like snapping yourself out of it quick enough to understand that you don't need to like have that feeling for so long. You can control that.
I just think that because a lot of people will see people like you and be like, oh my God, their energy is so positive, they're so bubbly.
Yes,
and
like
social media.
Right, and I don't like that. And that's definitely why I like always talk about the struggles and the challenges.
Mm. That's so good that you do that.
And it's like, what did I do? All I done, so my thing was, maybe I should explain it properly. So where I started with the Instagram was because last year lockdown, wasn't going to work, right? I was just indoors.
Yep.
So what did I do? I was eating. I thought I was eating normal. But then I was like, where's this extra weight coming from? And then I was like, Caroline, you're not going to work. Like, okay, you got to do something.
Yeah.
So I started then just like doing little YouTube workouts.
Nice.
That's all I was doing.
Yeah.
And then I was bored. So I just started posting more on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I started posting like my workouts, because then I did have like a personal trainer and I wanted to help him get more like reach. So I just started showing the staff, telling them, like tagging him, saying, you know, when a personal trainer come to this, da 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 da. But then people were coming to me. And I was just a bit like, I don't know, why are you coming to me? What's this? but then at first I was a bit like, okay. But then I started seeing, but actually, hold on a minute, Caroline. What are you actually doing?
Mm.
But then that was when my coach had reached out to me and she was like, Caroline, are you a personal trainer? I said, no. Caroline, are you this? No. Caroline, are you that? But why are you not? She could see what I couldn't see in me.
Wow.
Right? And she worked with me. And helped me to bring out the Caroline you see today. So I used to think I was not confident. I used to think I was not shy. I used to think that no one could ever, like, I would never, like, get anywhere or I wasn't worthy for anything. But that was because I didn't have that, like, belief in myself.
Yeah.
So that was what I had to work on and know that I could have this, you know?
Yeah.
It's
almost like sometimes we need someone else's perspective to shine a light on ourselves.
It's like people don't ask for help enough when they should as well. And I think that's probably the main thing. It's like, you know, you're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You can see what I'm doing. I reach out to so many people and say, look, if you want to come join me, you're more than welcome. And it's, but even that, it's only when they're ready, they can tell me they're ready, you know. They can keep saying no, but it's like, it's just letting people know that we are here to help you
when you're ready.
When you are ready.
And also, like, it's amazing how despite people probably thinking, wow, you're so confident, you're so bubbly, you're energetic, you're positive, even you needed someone else mm-hmm. to kind of direct you in that route of saying yep. you are a coach and this is something that you can do and yep. you can help other people.
Exactly. And I think that's what helps me to bring more people to join me, because they Amazing. See I've been through it, they can relate to it, and I'm mm. still facing the struggles every day. It's just that I'm learning to deal with them mm. so much better.
Oh, I love that, man.
That is literally it.
And where do you see yourself going in the future? Like, now that you've created this brand, you're a content creator, you work at Echo, you're juggling so many things.
I mean,
since lockdown to where you are now, where do you want to go next?
I know, right? I don't even know. Like, I don't know, because, and that's the thing, like, I like so many different things. It's so hard. I know, like, my main thing was tennis, and I think that's why, like, I keep going every single day, because tennis, when I was younger, I think I stopped playing around when I was 24 years old.
Okay.
And that was because I wasn't in the right mindset. I had too many distractions and I let such a good thing go, Faris. And it was just like, I have an opportunity to do something now. Mm. I'm in the right mindset. I need to grab it with both hands and just see what I can do. And it's more like being that voice for the younger generation, because I didn't have no one there for me, you know? And it was like, I had no one to guide me or tell me, no, Caroline, like, keep going with your tennis, focus on this, do that. I looked at it all in the wrong way, you know? And I want the younger generation to know that they can have whatever they want. They just got to knuckle down and focus, because I regret my tennis so much. And that's
really?
The reason, 100%. I could have been in Wimbledon. And people tell me that all the time. And it hurts.
Mm.
And I think that's why I really do keep on with what I'm doing. And it's going to take time, mm-hmm. but I'm here for the long game.
I'm here for the long game. I think it's so important to become aware of the decisions you've made, the experiences you've had in your journey, but not to live in regret so much, because there's no, let's be honest, there's no worst feeling in the world
yeah.
than regret, right? But you also have to accept and embrace the outcome of your decisions
yep.
and experiences and go, right, this is where I am, this is who I am. Instead of being like a victim of what's happened, how can I make it work to my advantage?
Exactly, and this is why I'm just grabbing everything that seems to be coming at me. I grab it with both hands because I'm so grateful.
Gratitude is so important. I'm glad
yes.
you brought that up, because I was even talking about this recently with some of my friends. Like, I've been abroad recently, as you've seen, and on these trips, you know, the gratitude is so easy to let go of.
Oh, yep.
Moments where you're moaning about something little, and then all of a sudden I'm like moaning about this, and then I'm moaning about that,
right.
and then I'm annoyed because we're late, and then we didn't get that done, and I'm like, hang on. We should be so grateful right now that we're even here doing this.
Exactly,
so
exactly.
Would you say gratitude has played a big role in your positivity as well?
100%. And it was only, obviously, sorry, I'm going to touch on a bit about work.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
work, good. When you have a new job and you start work, work is not easy, you know, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you have so many things that could happen. Even like if you're working with people, you might not, you know, be happy to work with them and stuff happen. And I had so much things going on that I didn't realise that I was getting so many blessings come to me.
Ah.
And it's only a couple of weeks ago when I actually was sat down and wrote out like my whole career, like 17 years in retail.
Yeah.
And I realised, oh my God, that year I had that. That year I had that.
Yeah.
That year I had that. I actually was getting like tearful, because I was like, Caroline, you were such in a bad place. You couldn't actually see the blessings that you were getting on your journey.
Wow.
I didn't notice it until a couple of weeks ago.
How did you notice it?
Because I was just going over my 17 years of my career with one of my senior members of management, mm-hmm. and it was like where I realized I was like, are you joking me? Like, I just didn't see it,
you
know.
You couldn't believe that you'd done
no,
that.
No, I started getting teary, and I started like, you know, crying, because I just couldn't believe it, that I just was in such a negative headspace, but that I didn't see what I had. And it, like, yeah.
Isn't that so bizarre that someone who is so positive, you know, proves can also be human and was negative, and that's actually what spun you to become positive.
Right.
So people don't see these things.
No.
They don't see the background. They don't see where you come from. They just see what they see on social media.
Exactly.
And that's why I think it's so good and important that you keep it real and talk about these things as well.
I definitely do, because, especially that, because I have the opportunity to bring people to join me.
Mm.
And if people are joining me, I want them to understand that this journey isn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be like the fitness side or the business side, it's not going to be an easy journey. I've had my times where, you know, I didn't want to do my workout, or I'd have like 2 weeks, 3 weeks turning into like a couple of months not working out. What turned it around is, you know, the feeling. You know, you need to understand that when you work out, when you look after yourself, when you feel good, what is it that got you to feeling good? You've got to keep doing it. You have to keep doing it.
Do you feel like you found your calling now? Is this your purpose?
Yes, I do. Oh. I do. I do.
That's amazing. That's
it
really
is.
Beautiful, because a lot of people are figuring out. We still are.
Yeah,
you know, life
of course.
Life is a journey. But the fact that I know for a fact you get an amazing feeling when you do your fitness stuff, and probably when you help other people as well.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. And even that, like, so for example, one of my just touch on one of my teammates. Yeah, yeah. They joined me in September. They've lost over 2 stone. Every day they see me, or they see me on social media or whatever, they're just like, Caroline, thank you. And I'm like, what are you thanking me for? Yeah. You did all the work. You did all the work. You need to thank yourself. I did guide them, but they need to understand this. I just helped them bring out what they couldn't see.
Oh, wow.
It's such a feeling, honestly.
That must be mad.
It is. And I just love it. And I just want more people to know that once you start working on yourself, you can find the happiness that you deserve. You just got to start.
Well, you have to put that time into...
You have to put the time. Yeah, you have to.
A lot of people assume that their problems, they can be brushed under the carpet. They'll fix themselves, but I think you're kind of proving here, and a lot of people will agree with you, is that you need to really dig deep and figure out what the problem is and make the changes and take action. But that's what I just wanted to touch on. And also, I wanted to talk to you about, you're juggling so many different things, right?
Yep.
And you know, how do you manage your time and energy so you have your day structured? Because no one's going to do it for you, and you need to make sure things keep getting done.
Yeah, so on my journey, it's not just I've just started my journey and that was it. No, when you start your journey, you have a vision for yourself, right? You have a goal where you want to get to. In order for me to get to where I need to get to, I have to start sacrificing things. For example, Netflix and chill. Mm-hmm. How many times are people like, we'll just be on Netflix and spend hours watching something or a series? I just take away some of that time, and I will work on bits for the business, bits on my social media, you know. And it's the fact that when I help someone, they give me that feeling of like, I'm so happy I helped them.
Yeah.
That feeling is what I hold on to, and it's like, okay, I'm ready to give that to someone else now. I literally just want to keep passing that on, and it's the feeling. That's what keeps you going.
It's the feeling.
Because like, for example, if I work out in the morning and then I'm going to work, I know I will feel good throughout the whole day. If I then have a day where I don't work out, guarantee you I'm not going to be able to feel
really?
Good. Guarantee you there'll be something that's like, oh, I wish I would have worked out yesterday. Why didn't I? It literally really does set the tone for my day. Like, it just gives me some sort of empowerment, and like, I can just take control. Yeah.
So that routine really doesn't just structure your work, but it's a big part of your mood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fitness is so much more than just like the number on the scale. So much more. Like, it's helped me so much with my mind. Like, especially when, even though, like, okay, squats, burpees, you know, especially burpees, they're hard. Mm-hmm. When you do it the first time, you're gonna struggle. Do it the second time, yeah, you're gonna struggle. Third time, you're gonna struggle. 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 time, you're gonna be smashing it. And then you're gonna be like, hold on a minute, I just did that.
That was me.
Right, and how are you gonna feel? And it's that feeling, you're gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna do it again now. I'm back and do 20 next time. It literally is that, like, fitness challenges you. Life challenges you. Fitness helps you to enable to get better, and at the same time, it's the same with life. Mm. It all comes hand in hand.
Wow, that is really inspiring to hear, because a lot of people don't realize how everything connects.
Nope, they don't.
You know, fitness, your structure, your organization, mm-hmm. sleep, your diet, your mindset.
Sleep, definitely a very, very important one. I definitely make sure I get 7 to 8 hours sleep as well.
Really?
100%.
I need to take a leaf out of your book.
Literally, because, yeah, definitely, yeah.
That's a big game changer.
Yeah.
So you know when you have these clients and they're thanking you and they're saying that you've helped me, they've transformed my body, you've changed me, and you say, all I've done is show you what you can do.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a pattern in all of these people that it's almost like it's not even they needed the fitness help, it's more like they just needed their mindset.
And this is where, like, for example, there can be so many titles of like the coach. You can be like a fitness coach, a life coach, a positivity coach, a body
motivation
confidence coach.
This,
could be anything. And that's probably why I haven't put a title on mine yet, because I feel like it's not to do with the weight loss, you know, or the nutrition for me. It's to do with the mindset.
Yes.
And yeah, literally, that's the pattern.
That's amazing. I think, you know, honestly, I think what you're doing is really great.
Thank you.
And I think the way you've gone about it is very genuine. And I think that's why a lot of people are connecting with you on a personal level.
Yeah,
you're probably
definitely
becoming friends with some of them as well.
Oh, listen, when you start doing this and you start attracting like the right people or the people around you, you then start to be surrounded by like-minded people. Mm-hmm. And you're literally all bouncing off of each other. Okay, you're doing something to grow yourself. I'm now going to do something to grow myself. It is so good, because it's never ending. You always want to do something to get better and, you know, be the best version you can be.
So where do you find a balance between always progressing, but then also being like, okay, that's my end goal, that's where I want to end up? Because you said you found your purpose, but you also said you don't really know where you want to end up yet, which is fine. But
yeah.
I don't know where you're at right now.
Where am I at right now is I'm at a place where I can manage everything, because this also was an issue with me, where I would get stressed, where I couldn't manage everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know. I was a yes man for so long on this journey, where it was like, hold up a minute, Caroline. everything isn't feeding you how you thought it was going to. Mm. You need now need to see and sort of play a chess a little to see what is actually going to work for you and them and at the same time.
Wow, that is such, I'm so glad we just brought that up actually, because that nearly got away from us. Being able to make the right decisions and saying no, I think is one of the most important skills to have.
So one thing on this journey is that you have to be selfish. If it's that, if say for example, your friend was like, oh, I want to go out, do you want to come out with me? If you feel like saying no, you don't want to, say no.
That's okay.
I used to be yes all the time, not just with my friends, it would be with work as well.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. And at the end, I'm not realizing that I'm actually running myself down.
You're running yourself down.
Yeah.
And I learned the same lesson as you, because over the years, throughout my 20s, I would just be a yes man as well.
Yeah.
Social activities, yes to jobs, unpaid stuff that I have no interest in, and I'm just sort of living for other people, and at the end of the day, it's only you who gets drained out.
Exactly, exactly.
And I feel like, you know, once you realise that you can't just say yes to everyone, you're more selective about the decisions you make, the opportunities you take, and where you choose to invest your energy into, and I think that is what, at the end of the day, is going to count towards fulfilling your potential.
Yep, and that is where you realise your worth as well.
Let's talk about that one. Knowing your worth. I mean, as you become more successful, you've probably valued yourself more, right?
A whole heap more, yes.
So does that mean you're more selective with the brands you work with? Because I know that you're very selective with products you promote, and I really respect that you keep it real, because you wouldn't use or promote something that you genuinely don't believe in.
If I'm not using it, I'm not promoting it.
Okay.
And for me, it's like, I'm so used to working with, for just talking about like my work, for example, I've been in retail for 17 years. Yeah. I've worked with four shoe companies, so I'm very loyal. Two of those companies have been family owned.
Okay.
Those two have been the best jobs I've ever had.
Wow.
So I've seen a sort of pattern. And when I started with Instagram, I knew I wanted to be a brand ambassador for a gym wear company, activewear company, but I just didn't know which one. And I knew I didn't want to go for one of them big ones, because I thought, well, if I'm helping them, I still want some sort of like, you know, something to, or recognition, you know, to know that I am helping you, because I would see all these companies with so many.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I did find the two, there's three now that I'm ambassador for, but when I did find my first one, I wanted it to be UK based. Mm-hmm. I knew I wanted it to start with like a small business owner who I could help, who again, for I'm on a little journey with myself. I want someone to help me as much as I could help them.
Of course, yeah.
And I wanted it to be someone who I could connect with. You know, there's so many big companies out there that you can't even connect with them like that. It's going to be other people. I'm directly with owners now, talking with them.
Wow.
That's how close I am, and that's the relationship I want with the company that I'm ambassador for or work with.
So that just shows, as a content creator, you have the same morals and principles as a trainer and coach as well, because you want that deep personal connection that makes you feel like you're actually part of the team rather than just grabbing quick cash. A lot of people in this industry, they just do things because there's an opportunity there.
Nope, that's not why I do it. And then it just falls, and then also it aligns with work as well. So it all just, you know, Echo is a family-owned company. And then, the ambassadors I work for are family-owned. Just lines. Yeah.
That's really cool. I think what you do is just a really cool idea of doing you without putting a label on it.
Exactly.
Like you said, you didn't really want to give yourself a title, you said earlier, and I understand why now, because if you say you're one thing, people are only going to see you as that.
Yep.
And you're doing so many other things, and even when you help these people, you're like, I'm not really their coach, I'm kind of just helping them in another way. And you're building a culture, you're building
I've got a community. Well. I have a little community now.
A little gang.
There's like 20 of us.
Wow.
20 underneath that I look after. So I'm so proud, because under 2 years ago it was just me.
That's amazing.
And now I have 20.
Do you have a group chat?
We've got a group chat, we've got our little workout group, we've got our Facebook group, honestly. And they're in different countries.
Oh,
America.
Wow.
America at the minute,
Well, so you communicate with them on different time zones and different classes?
There's times, remember my early mornings? There's times where I have a like 11 p.m. team call. Because for them it's like between 4 and 6.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it's mad, but
That's what she does for the team. International.
Sometimes on the call and I'm like, guys, I'm tired, but it's fine. They can see the face, like, okay, let's wrap it up now. Caroline needs to go to bed.
Oh no, that is amazing. Well, honestly, it's been really nice hearing everything that you've been through, everything that you kind of. I'm just honestly quite inspired, to be honest.
Work out?
Yeah. I need to. The summer is around the corner.
It's
I'm not
coming.
Gonna say no to some classes. I'm going to look after my nutrition diet as well. I'm not going to say
Let's go.
honestly, what you've achieved in such a great space of time, from who you were to who you become now, and the way you're helping other people and working, juggling so many different things, is honestly inspiring.
Thank you so much
for sharing your stories and your experiences and walking and talking with me.
No, you're welcome. Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it. It's been great.
All the best for the future.
You too. Thank you.